This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
And here's what he was saying. No matter what you've heard, no matter how you've been raised, I tell you. And here's what he said. Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Verse 28, bless those who curse you and pray for those who mistreat you. We can stop there. There's plenty of material right there. To loving the people that you're your enemies, blessing those people in life that curse you. And I was wondering, why did Jesus say that? For this simple reason, there is nothing that you will do in the life of your enemy, in the life of a person you consider to be your enemy, to reach them with the love of God than to do the very thing that Jesus said. The world says, hate your enemy. The world says, curse the person who curses you. Get even, get revenge. And the Lord comes along and said, no, in relationships, it's just the opposite. If you want to demonstrate the love of Jesus Christ. The ultimate choice that you make in life and that I make in life is to love or to hate. I did a wedding yesterday, and I talked at the wedding, as I do every wedding, that love is a choice. It's a decision. Now, some of you are going to disagree with me on this, but I believe that people do fall in love. I do believe that in a sense. But I also believe this, that love is a decision. You decide to love a person. It's an act of the will. You come to a point in life, I'm going to love that man. I'm going to love that woman. It's a decision that you make. And sure, there are elements of falling in love involved in that. But ultimately, love is a choice. And Jesus said, here's the choice before you. You can be a lover or you can be a hater. And you say, well, why would you say that to Christian people? Because Christian people oftentimes opt to be a hater. I think one of the most interesting conversations I ever had in the ministry, I won't mention the church, where I heard one board member say about another board member in my presence, oh, how I hate him. Christian brother talking about another Christian brother, a leader in a church talking about another leader, oh, how I hate him. What do you think that did for his witness as people heard that? What do you think it did to his credibility as a believer? It shot it down. Took it down the tubes, to use that expression. Why? Because intuitively people know that if we claim to love Christ, we are people who love, not people who hate. And it's a decision. Hatred is a choice, and love is a choice. Decide today to be a person who loves. I was thinking about hatred this week, and I wrote down some things about hatred. Who is it that we hate in life? I wrote this down, that we tend to hate the people in life that we blame. Would you listen to that again? We tend to hate the people in life that you blame. This may be a little personal, but those of you who maybe have blamed your parents for something that happened in your life or didn't happen. Well, if it hadn't been for Dad, I would have done this. If it hadn't been for Mom, this wouldn't have happened. And you may even have some legitimate grounds for that, but here's my point. You continually blame your parents for something, and eventually, before you die, you will hate them. You may not even know you hate them, but you do. You blame your spouse. You blame your wife for what's happened. You blame your husband. Eventually, you will hate your spouse. And that sounds strong, but it's true. People end up hating the people they blame in life, and that's why it's such an important decision to make. I'm either going to love or I'm going to choose to hate.
Well, I don't know about you. These words from the Sermon on the Mount are life-changing for me. It's a defining moment to hear them today. Our website is crosshope.org. That's crosshope.org. God bless you, and thanks for listening.
Been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.